Burma's ruling military junta announced yesterday that the country's first elections in 2 decades will be held on November the 7th. Foreign governments have urged Burma to ensure the elections are open, fair and include the party of detained pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Her party, however, has decided to boycott the vote, saying the junta has imposed unfair rules that restrict campaigning. The human rights organisation Christian Solidarity Worldwide says a free and fair election in the country will not be possible. We spoke to CSW's East Asia team leader Benedict Rogers, who also says many religious orders are being denied a vote.
Any full-time ordained representative of a religious order, whether it be the Buddhist monks, but also Christian priests and pastors, are excluded from voting. I think that actually has happened in Burma's history in the past, and the regime would argue that it's not a new thing. It was in previous constitutions, but it is very symbolic, particularly, as you say, after the monks in 2007 led those protests that caught the world's attention. They now have no involvement in these forthcoming elections.
But obviously there's a fear factor with them as well.
That's right. Certainly the regime very much fear, if it fears anybody, I think it does fear the power of the monks, and that was why it suppressed the monks so brutally in 2007, because both numerically and also in terms of influence in society, the monks represent really the only collective force that has an almost equal number. There's almost the same number of Buddhist monks in Burma as there are soldiers. And so they represent, you know, the largest force that could actually challenge the regime and came close to it in 2007.